It seems like everywhere we look these days, we're hearing about fake news. And while the idea of fake news may not be surprising to younger generations who grew up with the internet, it sure is to a baby boomer like me. I grew up watching Walter Cronkite pass on Edward R. Murrow's legacy of unflinching journalistic integrity to my generation of anchors. For decades, journalism as a profession has been trusted to deliver the truth. So the idea that not only does fake news exist, but that it's so widely available and so easily believed is a bit of a shock to me. But as I was thinking about it the other day, it reminded me of something. The opposition of fake news. Real news. And of course, I immediately thought of the one piece of real news that matters most. The good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. As followers of Christ, I think that we hear the gospel so often that sometimes we can forget its impact. But in case we have forgotten, here is how this good news is described in the book of Matthew. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Think about that for a second. Those who haven't yet heard the good news of Christ's life, death, and resurrection are described as living in the land of the shadow of death. It doesn't get much worse than that. But the good news of Jesus is that his death sentence has been lifted. There's a new life available, a restored relationship with God through Christ and by his word and spirit. And not just for an extra day, an extra week, or even an extra year. Forever. As Jesus himself said, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. This is why the gospel is described as good news. It literally means life. And in a world where fake news is something we might worry about, I'm so happy that the best piece of news I've ever heard is also the one I can put my absolute faith in. Aren't you? I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.